I'm John Alterman. I direct the Middle East program at CSIS.
And I'm Chaim Malka, the deputy director of the Middle East program.
Quite a week in Israel with the elections, huh?
It has been an interesting election outcome. John, how do you see this playing out over the next couple of weeks? What's the next Israeli government going to actually look like?
It is hard for me to see how you can have a center-left coalition as a consequence of these elections. What became really clear is that the natural coalition in Israel that's emerging is a right-wing coalition. There are certainly some people who are for labor, some people who have more left-of-center views. But if you're looking at where the bulk of the Israeli population is, the bulk of the Israeli population has moved hard to the right.
I totally agree with you. It looks like the left really got decimated in these elections. If you look at Likud, they doubled the number of seats, more than doubled the number of seats that they had in the previous Knesset. The far right had a significant gain as well. And so I think that's really the story of this election, is that the right wing has grown, the left has shrunk, and in the middle you have something that looks like Kadima, appealing to a wide number of Israelis, but not enough to be able to form the next government.
And it seems to me that one of the places Kadima may go is out of the picture, because if you think about a unity government could bring in Likud and Labor. Both Likud and Labor have an interest in getting rid of the Kadima Party. The Kadima Party was formed as a centrist party that drew people from both Likud and Labor, and it seems to me that one of the desires that each of them has is to get rid of Kadima, to draw back their members from Likud and Labor, and then go back to the sort of traditional system of Israeli politics, because one of the problems they all have is nobody has more than a quarter of the seats in the Knesset. They have to form a coalition. They have to do it from a position of traditional weakness. Now, it seems to me that there's not a problem bringing Likud and Labor. Would you agree with that?
Well, it's going to be hard for Labor to actually join a right-wing coalition. I agree that both Labor and Likud would like to squeeze out the Kadima Party. There's no doubt about that. The other point is that when you look at the platforms of Kadima and Labor, there is not a lot of difference in what their agenda is. Their social agenda, one could argue, is slightly different. But on foreign policy, on defense issues, they both take a strong position on defense issues. They have both articulated a long-term goal of reaching a final status agreement and a two-state solution for the Palestinian issue. So there's not a lot of difference between them.
It seems to me that the real difference really is in the longer term, the sense that Kadima really has that the only long-term solution is a negotiated peace with the Palestinians, the sense on the Likud side that there may not be a long-term solution that can be reached. But certainly in terms of the short-term goals that they all have, it seems to me that if you look at Ehud Barak in Labor, Tzipi Livni in Kadima, and Benjamin Netanyahu in Likud, you have a almost complete agreement on what should be done right now. It's where the end game is that you start seeing the divergence between the Israeli parties.
Well, they do have some differences on the long-term goals. That's true. On the short-term, none of the key parties see any prospect for moving the peace process forward. But there is also an indirect negotiation going on with Hamas through Egyptian mediation for the ceasefire, and I think that's something that's going to be extremely important.
My bet, we still have probably 6 weeks, if not even more, of internal struggle going on. My bet is when the dust settles, you're going to have a government. Likud will be in the government. Kadima will be out of the government. And just as in 2005, people wondered if the Likud party could withstand the withdrawal of Ariel Sharon and the creation of Kadima, my bet is that in 6 months' time, the big question is going to be, do we still have a Kadima party in the center of Israeli politics?
I wouldn't count Kadima out so quickly. They still have a significant bloc. They are being offered significant cabinet portfolios, perhaps the foreign ministry and the defense ministry, which are major incentives to join even a government headed by Benjamin Netanyahu. So I think the next few weeks are going to be extremely interesting, and we'll have to stay tuned for how things play out.
We'll be fully employed. Thank you, Chaim.
Thanks, John.